It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Good Lord's Day. Good to have you listening in here on this Sunday to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, on the air at this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe. So we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We pray for revival in your church, your city, your home, and we are here today. We have a special guest on today, a man that has pastored in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for a number of years. It's going to be a tremendous encouragement. He's also, I consider a spiritual son of mine, although he's probably equal in ministry. He's a great prophetic voice. He's going to be on in a little while, and I know we're going to have him on the phone. You're going to be blessed by his ministry and what he has to say, particularly concerning some things, some events that are happening just these past several weeks. So good to have you listening in. And I just declare that on this Sunday, as you go to the house of God, as you worship him, that you're going to have a wonderful day. We pray for every pastor today that is listening in on this Sunday. We speak a blessing upon you, every church leader, every Christian leader. Let the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. We bless the church today. And he said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. And we're thankful for the church in America and for the privileges that we have had as a church in this nation. And speaking of churches, before we pray, I want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us. And we have now over, let's see, we have 1,059 churches that are a part of Breakout Prayer Network. And what a tremendous honor. And, of course, we have been enlisting churches to pray with us for a number of years. So thank you so much. I want to welcome some new churches that are praying with us, New Bethany Church in Ellisville, Mississippi, First Assembly of God, Phoenix, Arizona, Word Christian Center, Alexandria, Louisiana, Vertical Church in Ovila, Texas, Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, The Glory of Zion in Corinth, Texas, River of Reconciliation Home Church, Baytown, Texas, Cathedral in the Pines, Tyler, Texas, Trinity Church International in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, as well as churches that have been praying with us for a number of months or a number of years. Water of Life, Ontario, California, West Coast Life Church, Marietta, California. We speak a blessing over Father's House in Spring Valley, California. We pray for the Church of God in Stockton, California, as well as the Father's House in Stockton, California. We pray today for Delta First Assembly of God in Delta, Colorado, the Conference Baptist Church in Evergreen, Colorado, as well as Calvary Chapel in Boca Raton, Florida. We have a lot of churches praying with us in Florida. Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, California are the most represented at this moment. Also, we have some in Georgia, including Eastgate Church in Hiawassee, Georgia. We've ministered to many times. The Sharp Memorial Methodist Church in Young Harris, Georgia, as well as Calvary Campus Church in Carbondale, Illinois, Broadway United Methodist Church, Council Bluffs, Iowa, as well as Christian Assembly in Madisonville, Kentucky. I want to welcome Broadmoor Baptist Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Lakeshore Church in Covington, Louisiana. We have a lot of churches also praying with us in Louisiana, and we're praying for the victims of the people that were wounded there in the theater in Lafayette, Louisiana, where we've ministered several times in that area. We pray for these people that have been wounded. We also pray for the families of those that were killed. And we just ask the ministry of the Holy Spirit come and comfort these people. So we pray for the city of Lafayette, Louisiana, the churches that are there. We pray for Walloon Community Church, Walloon Lake, Michigan. We also pray for Cornerstone Church in Pearl, Mississippi, as well as Church of the Good Shepherd in Long Beach, Mississippi. We pray for Christ Point in Joplin, Missouri, Desperation Church in Kansas City, Missouri, as well as the Clinton United Methodist Church in Clinton, New Jersey, Higher Purpose Fellowship in Iselin, New Jersey, as well as the Reformed Church in Wayne, New Jersey. We pray today for the Angus Church of the Nazarene in Capitan, New Mexico, as well as the Kingdom Ministries in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We pray for the Light at Mission Viejo in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Lord, we pray that you'll bless Plymouth Church in Brooklyn, New York. We pray also for the Mission Church in Wappinger Falls, New York, as well as Yorktown Assembly of God in Yorktown Heights, New York. We pray for the Franklin Church of God in Franklin, North Carolina, as well as Mud Creek Baptist Church, Hendersonville, North Carolina. We pray right now for Eastside Fellowship in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we also pray right now for St. Raphael Church in Springfield, Ohio. We pray for First Baptist Church in Altus, Oklahoma, the Five Star Church in Bethany, Oklahoma. We pray for Oak Grove Baptist Church, Call City, Oklahoma. We pray for the Lighthouse Church, Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Manford Assembly of God, Manford, Oklahoma, a church that Our guest is the former pastor there, and we pray for all these churches in Oklahoma City that are praying with us. It's amazing. Cathedral of Praise, Britain Christian Church, Destiny Christian, The Gate, River of Life Church, New Heights Baptist, The Gathering, Oasis Center Church, Victory Church, all these churches in Oklahoma City. Wow, Lord bless that church, bless that city. And, of course, all these churches in Tulsa, Oklahoma that are praying with us, we'll give a shout out there to Tulsa, Rivergate Church, Life Church, Kingdom Keys Ministry, Fisherman's House Church, God's Shining Light, Vision Ministries, Eastern Assembly of God, Church on the Move, Christ the King Catholic Church, Believers Church, World Outreach Church of Tulsa, a Spirit Life Church, and all those other churches in Tulsa praying with us. Thank you, Antioch International Church, Fort Mill, South Carolina, for praying with us, as well as Tremont Church of God and Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Assembly of God Church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Restoration of Hope Ministries in Cookeville, Tennessee, as well as Calvary Church, Johnson City, Tennessee, New River Fellowship, Franklin, Tennessee, Amarillo Fellowship Church, Amarillo, Texas, and all these churches in Texas praying with us. Father, we just pray for all, we just thank you for all these churches that are praying with us. We pray for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. We pray for revival. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and just minister in a very special way, in Jesus' name, to all of these churches all across America, over 1,000 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. We ask that you bless them, and we are so thankful for life. We're thankful for the abundant life, and we are thankful for casting crowns, as they sing about the life song today. And we'll be back to pray with our special guest, so don't go away. Here's Casting Crowns, and of course, our spiritual grandson, Leland, he and the band have traveled with this group, great group. Here's the life song.
Sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. Storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand, you never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through. Falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am, and every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. Never let from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. Every tear I cry, you hold it.
Okay, there you have Casting Crowns here on BPN Radio. I'll praise you in this storm. Father, we just pray right now on this Sunday, on this Lord's Day on BPN Radio. We pray for everybody that's going through a storm. And my pastor said on many occasions, there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And I pray for those of you today. You're in a tremendous storm. Maybe you're a pastor and your church is going through a storm. Maybe you are a business person. Your business is in a storm. Maybe you are a father or a mother. Your marriage or your family, your children going through a storm. Maybe in your household. Whatever it may be, I just want to pray for you right now. And if you would just put your hand on your heart if you possibly can. And just say, Lord, I'm going to receive this prayer right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every individual today that's going through a storm in their life. I pray, Lord, that you would minister to them. I pray that you would encourage them. I pray, Lord, that you would comfort them in Jesus' name. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you would come at this very moment and touch them. And minister to them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Would you just allow the Holy Spirit to come and touch you and minister to you? And just receive this prayer right now. Just receive this prayer right now. So I just pray the Holy Spirit would just come and touch you. Whatever's going on, if you just say, Lord, I need your help. Jesus, please help me. Then I know that he will come and he will minister to you. I declare that Jesus is going to be the center of your life, and he desires to be the center of your life, the center of your church, the center of your being, whatever's happening. Jesus, be the center of my life. And I believe that he will come and he will do that right now. Our special guest is with us. We'll have him on the phone. He's going to be with us, but first, Darlene Check is going to sing, Jesus, you be the center of my life. Why don't you just call out to him right now?
It will always be, it's always been you. Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you.
It is a tremendous privilege. It's a tremendous privilege to have on the broadcast today here on this Sunday a longtime friend of mine, and this man and his wife and his son are just like family to Gene and I. So it's good to have Don Couch, Pastor Don Couch, and from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he's the pastor of Vision Ministries in Tulsa, and not long ago they celebrated their 10th anniversary there. And Don Couch is also adjunct professor at Southwestern Christian University there in Tulsa. He's a graduate of Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri, and holds a master's degree from the Assemblies of God Theological Seminary. And for a while, he was the special assistant to the president of Oral Roberts University. He taught in their theological department. And I have known Don Couch since all the way back in 1976, when he and his wife Kay came to serve as youth pastors at the church that Gene and I were leading, pastoring in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. And that has been almost 40 years ago, and he's been a tremendous blessing to my life. And Don Couch is also a tremendous prophetic voice, and they have their services on Friday night in Tulsa almost every weekend. He's out ministering in a local church, and where he serves as a prophetic voice in many places in different parts of America. So, Don Couch, good to have you on BPN Radio today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to be on with you today.
Well, we go way back to 1976, and both of us are still very young. And,
yes.
You know, you've just been a tremendous blessing to my life. And over the years, where you pastored in Manford, Oklahoma, and several years in Manford, several years in Tulsa. And I had the privilege of coming and ministering there for you, as well as Vision Ministry, and over the years, and being a part of what you and your wife Kay have done in the ministry. You guys have been very faithful, very fruitful, and I know that you have a servant's heart. Way back in Rush Springs, you gave oversight to very small areas of ministry. We won't take much time to talk about that, but you've been a servant and always been faithful and consistent in what you have been doing. And, you know, I think you're just a tremendous example, particularly to young men, young ladies that want to be in the ministry. And you've been a blessing to so many, many people. And I know that a lot of things have been happening there, and we were talking a little bit ago about what's happening among students at ORU and other places, as well as high schools, and what God is doing among the youth. And of course, I'm very interested in that. You know, being a part of what is happening among young preachers, and so just talk a little bit about what's going on in your life.
Well, you know, when we started this ministry, we started in a building out near ORU, and we've subsequently moved a couple of times, but it's always been about preparing people for ministry in the local church. So most of the people that come to our church are actively involved in other churches, but that's why we meet on Friday nights, so that it won't conflict with the normal church schedules. And one of the things that's always impressed me is the ongoing hunger of students for more of God, and not just college students, but what I've really been observing is, like, you know, middle school, junior high school students that really seem to want more of God. And I think it stems from the fact that they've heard our generation and, of course, the generation before us talk a lot about miracles, signs and wonders, mighty moves of God, revival. And I think they want to experience it, not just hear about it. And so I see this hunger among young people, and I believe that we have an obligation to feed that hunger.
Yeah. Well, I certainly believe that. And you were talking about some things that was going on in youth meetings even this summer. It's been happening.
Yes, it's interesting. I was invited to preach at a youth camp this summer. One of the local churches here have their own youth camp, and I've done it now for 3 or 4 years in a row. But this past summer, I was really blessed to see young people, of course, you know, accepting Christ as Savior, young people being baptized in the Holy Spirit, some of which had never even been exposed to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then several responding to the call to ministry. And then I was talking to the youth director for our denomination. He said this summer at their youth camps, over 250 young people responded to a call to full-time ministry. So I think that's quite encouraging as we, you know, look to the next generation, that there are young people that are preparing themselves for ministry.
Over 250? Young people responded to full-time ministry?
That's correct.
That is amazing. And
yes,
I believe that our prayers are working, and I believe there's a new hunger for God among the youth. I know this past week in the young preachers meetings we've been having in Austin, I know there was a young man about 15 years old, 15, 16, and he's ready to quit his job and I guess just go into full-time ministry. I think there's going to be a little hold on that, but I just think that it is a tremendous indicator of what the Holy Spirit is doing among the youth of our land. And I you know, when I saw young people preach this week in Austin, I just said I'm encouraged again. And because I believe that that there is an awakening happening among youth, and that is that's a fantastic report. And to see 250 young people respond to the call to full-time Christian service is enormous, and that's what I would call a revival. And I truly am excited about that also. So that's a delight, and I know that you guys have had such an inroad over the years to university students, Oral Roberts University students, and others in Tulsa in your area, and consequently, you guys have been having Friday night church, and there's so many people believe that we only have to have Sunday morning church, but I think you guys have proven that wrong.
Yes, you know, one of the things that really interests me is to see this new concept. That, well, you know, now we're only going to have church Sunday morning. We're going to keep it to 55, 60 minutes and mm-hmm. so that we can get on with life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I don't see that among young people. I see them hunger for more.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this past Friday night, we had just a worship night with a young man who's a very gifted musician, and he's actually the national youth director for the Independent Assemblies, and he was there for a worship night, and for about well over 2 hours, probably 2 hours and 15-20 minutes, we just worshiped, and the crowd was, you know, a lot of students there, just probably more than half the crowd were young people, and they just worshiped God, and they weren't in any hurry to get out of there, and I think it really makes a statement about what the young people of today really want to see more of God.
Yeah, I agree. It's very, very, very encouraging. And I know that, speaking of encouragement, I know that you have been in the ministry a long time now, and one time you were a presbyter in the Assemblies of God, giving oversight to a number of pastors and churches. I know you have a real heart for the ministry, serving as a pastor for many years yourself. What do you see happening? What do you see happening in the church, and what is happening with a lot of pastors today? You know, I've been talking about 4,000 churches in America closing every year, and a lot of that is happening because a lot of pastors are simply becoming discouraged and just walking away. And what do you see happening, and what can you say to these pastors?
Well, it is alarming to see the number of guys that are just dropping out, churches that are closing, and I believe that one of the keys is long-term ministry. You and I have talked about that before, about people staying long enough to really establish relationships with people, and sometimes you sort of have to stay even through some difficulties, but I believe that long-tenured ministries are very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the keys to overcoming these discouragement is for people to develop relationships with other pastors and try to encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what we do on these Friday nights, one of the reasons we do that is so that people, including pastors and staff pastors, leaders in the church, can come and receive without having to be on, so to speak, having to be in front of people. They can just come and receive. So last night, I suppose, or Friday night, I suppose, we had 10 or 12 pastors there, and a number of, including youth pastors, music mm-hmm. ministers, senior pastors, lead pastors.
Mm-hmm.
So to find time to be ministered to themselves, I think a lot of times people in ministry, lead pastors in particular, do not find opportunities to be ministered to uh-huh. themselves. And we all need that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, I know that you're a tremendous encouragement to pastors and leaders. And to have that many, of course, attending your Friday night session is very, very important. And then, you know, I know you do that all so that you also can go out on Sundays and minister in churches, which I know you've been doing for a long time.
Yes, and one of the things that we try to do, too, is when we go is to be an encouragement to the pastors by, you know, if God gives us a word for the church and for the pastors to move prophetically to sort of be an encouragement to the pastors and leaders in the church. And I, as I go about, you know, I see that discouragement. I see pastors that are struggling, but mm-hmm. really try to minister to them and help them, encourage them to continue to just do the work of the Lord.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And I know that you being in the ministry for so many years is a tremendous blessing to them, because I know that you pastored three churches before you came to Vision. Of course, one was just to help you get started. Then you were at Manford how many years?
13 years there and 12 at Eastland Assembly, and then now we've been doing this for 10 years.
So that's about 30-something years and three churches there. So your faithfulness and consistency is you bring something to the table. And you not only, of course, are an encouragement, but in the church you go to, you are a prophetic voice. And I know that I've had so many pastors tell me how blessed they are that you come on a regular basis and bring a word from God, which is so very, very important. And, of course, you know how to deal with sheep because you've been a pastor for so long. And I know that is invaluable. And so when you go, you just bring a word to the church, then you prophesy over individuals. And I know that you've given some incredible words that over the years that have literally changed people's lives, even those who are quite well known in ministry. And so I salute you for that, and know that any church would be blessed to have you to come and minister to their congregation. And I know that over the years you've done exactly what I believe in, and that you've built relationship with pastors and churches, so they trust you and you go on a regular basis. And I know that is so important, so I wholeheartedly endorse your ministry. And I know these are ever-changing days, and I'm amazed at how every day there's something new happening in our nation, in the world, and everything is changing in America, around the world. Things are changing in the church. And so I know that the prophetic voice like yourself is so desperately needed to be able to declare, to see what is happening. Do you have any we've not talked about this before the broadcast today, but did you have anything that you have in your spirit concerning what is happening in the church, what's happening in our nation, the economics or the political realm? You have anything in your spirit that you might want to share?
Well, yes, thank you. And I do want to say that a lot of what I have done in developing prophetic ministry, I've patterned after your ministry, because it's when God really stirred me up in the prophetic was sitting in your ministry. So it's interesting that a lot of the things that you have shared recently prophetically about America, you know, God has been showing me very similar things over the years. One thing that I think is really interesting in the political realm, when President Obama was first elected, what would be now 6-7 years ago, I really felt that there would be an attempt for him to continue in office beyond the two-term limitations, even to the degree of repealing that amendment that limits to two terms. And I've felt all along that there would be some attempt to do that, or some other attempt for him to continue in office beyond the 8 years that are permitted by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So that remains to be seen. But, you know, all of this political upheaval, the continual decline, in some of the standards that we've held to since the beginning of time, mm-hmm. and now the Supreme Court seems to have taken upon themselves to, I think the best word to say is to reinvent the Constitution. Some of their interpretation of the Constitution, I believe, was so totally foreign to both the letter and the spirit of the Constitution as it was written by our forefathers, mm-hmm. that it just astonishes me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really a sign of the times.
Yeah.
But I also think that America needs to awake to the realization that if God has previously judged other societies for similar kinds of sin, that he has to judge America. So the only way to reverse that, the only solution to that problem is prayer. If America will pray and seek his face, turn from her wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven. But yeah. I've always called that the big if. Uh-huh. You know, that it's not going to happen just because we've always been a great nation and we were founded upon Christian principles.
Yeah.
It takes the realization that we've gotten away from those principles and that we must come back to them. That's why prayer is such a key.
Yeah.
You know, I've made it a point to over the years to study and to teach the history of revival in the United States. It's been part of what I've taught, and it's interesting that two previous Great Awakenings, some people say there were three or four, but two very, very particularly large nation-changing Great Awakenings came on the heels of economic stress and moral depravity.
Mm-hmm.
So although that those are bad things, it's actually in a sense I think encouraging, because what happens when things get bad, then the church kind of, it's almost like awakening a slumbering giant.
Yeah.
And the church awakens to the fact that we've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's revival is in the hands of the church as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that, and I think I sense in my spirit, as Christians begin to look at what is happening in this nation, because somehow I believe that we have developed this self-sufficiency and this little cocoon that we're living in, that life is going to go on the way it's already always gone, and we're living in this little safe place called the United States of America. Nothing could ever happen. But I believe as Christians see what is going on in our nation, I just sense there is an awakening. And I believe that there's young people that are beginning to blow the trumpet and lead the charge and stir us up. And, you know, I just know that we that have been in ministry for a while, that we need to be willing to release some ministry into their hands and let them begin to do the stuff and risk it all in order to see God do some unusual things. So, you know, I'm encouraged. I don't want to spend my whole life just trying to promote my own ministry and go to the end of my days so I can't get around anymore, because I don't believe in retirement. So I put myself out there. But I want to help others. I want to be an encouragement to others. I'm so thankful that I've been able to be a blessing to you. And, I know that there's people like yourself, Don Couch, and others that I've been able to speak into their lives that are doing great stuff for God, greater than I ever thought about doing. And, but I have hope. And sometimes when I give prophetic words, you know, people are saying, well, you're not creating very much hope. You're being negative. But I do believe we need to warn the people. If we don't warn the people, the Bible said their blood's going to be required at our hands. So, you know, I do have a positive message. Wherever I go, I give good words for individuals. But also when I get a word from God for a church or city or nation, I want to share that. And so I want to be faithful. I know as you've been faithful. And I want you to, you know, any closing comments you might have as far as our part of the of this broadcast here today on BPN Radio, you can share. But I really want you to pray out of your heart. When you get through, I want us to, since we're talking about prayer, this is a prayer broadcast, I want you to pray, and then we're going to talk about people that can contact you if they would like to have you come and minister for them. Or they may want to come to a Friday night service in Tulsa. And I think that's a great time to go to church on Friday night as well as Sunday morning. So whatever you want to declare, decree, and you can pray, and we'll go from there.
I do want to encourage people that are listening to this broadcast and listening to your broadcast on a regular basis to understand that this whole concept of the Breakout Prayer Network is not just to give you something else to do because you have plenty to do.
Right.
It's a mandated call to call the nation to prayer.
Yeah.
And I believe that if we'll continue in this, and I believe that people not only need to be praying, but and you didn't ask me to do this, but I really want to encourage people to be supportive of this ministry in their prayers and with their finances, because I believe that the Breakout Prayer Network and calling people to pray across the nation, as you have done for so many years, is a real key to revival in the land. So if we will pray, and if the church will respond to the need, I believe God will respond to our prayers, and things will change positively. And one of the great signs of the last days is revival, because God said, "In the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh."
Yeah.
And so this gospel of the kingdom must be preached into all the earth, and then the end will come. So I'm of the persuasion that revival is at an absolute part of the last days. So I'm, in spite of all the bad things that are going around us, I'm encouraged by the fact that there is another great, really great revival. In fact, the greatest revival we're seeing begin now.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. And why don't you just pray, however the Holy Spirit leads you, Don Couch.
Father God, we just come to you in the name above every name, the name of Jesus. Father, you said if we ask anything in his name, it will be done. Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus today for revival in America. God, in every small village and town, in every medium city, in the large metropolitan areas of this great nation, God, it's late, but it's not too late. I pray, God, that there would be a true outpouring of your Spirit, that lives would be transformed by the power of God. Lord, we know that man was formed. We know that sin deforms. Society attempts to reform, but only God can transform. So, God, I pray that there be a transformation come to our churches and to our nation. Oh, God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, that we would recognize in these perilous times which we're living, the very perilous times that your word prophesies, nothing has taken you by surprise. God, even in the midst of all of these terrible things that we see around us, there is hope, and that hope is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we pray, God, for a mighty outpouring of your Spirit. We pray the harvest would come forth from the north, south, east, and west, that you would raise up young men and women to declare the gospel of Jesus in our world and to their generation. Lord, we thank you that you are working and that lives are being changed. You are speaking to people and people are responding. God, I just pray that this would be the greatest season of revival that America has ever experienced. God, from every house, even to the White House, to the House of Representatives, to our Congress, the Supreme Court, the highest places in this world, in our nation, God, may there just be a release of your presence and your power and the peace of God that passes all understanding. We thank you, God, and we believe you that you are doing great things and that you are going to continue to do so. We speak a blessing upon Brother Dale Gentry and Jean and their family and upon the Breakout Prayer Network, God, that as they lead people into this place of prayer, that they recognize and understand that a difference is being made in our nation. We just believe you for divine favor as your grace is poured out among us. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. And I set myself in agreement with you, Don Couch, and it's been great to have you on. And our relationship has been going on for 39 years, and that's a long time. And I just have to say, I've never met a man more faithful, more consistent than you. And I would highly recommend any church have you in. I mean, you have so much to offer. being the pastor of Vision Ministries in Tulsa, having your services on Friday night, adjunct professor at Southwestern Christian University, and working there as the special assistant to the president of Oral Roberts University, and they're teaching their theological department, and serving as a presbyter over a number of pastors and churches and the Assemblies of God over the years, as well as serving as a prophetic voice, and just have a lot to offer a church. And so I would highly recommend that that anybody, everybody, go to your website at couchministries@aol.com. couchministries@aol.com. And check out what you have on your website, and consider having you to come and minister at their church. So thank you for being a part of our lives and our family, and what has been happening over the years. And it's a delight to have you on today.
Thank you very much, and it's a great honor to be on with you. We love you and Gene and your family, and we're believing God for great things for Breakout Prayer Network and for your ministry and family. Thank you for the opportunity to be on with you today.
Okay. Thank you, Don Couch. God bless you.
God bless you.
Well, I trust that you have enjoyed the interview with Don Couch, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mighty man of God, great prophetic voice in this nation. And I know that you would be blessed if you could have the opportunity to have him to minister to your group, your church. And speaking of being a blessing, we want to bless those of you that have sent in a prayer request. We have a number of prayer requests. We don't always get to pray for them here on BPN, but we do have a national prayer ministry, a national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, who lives in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. You can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can post your prayer request there. We have a group of people that prays will intercede for the next 5 days for your prayer request. Before we go on this Sunday, just want to pray for some of these requests today. Want to pray for Phil, who needs healing from diabetes and congestive heart failure. Would you call it Phil's name? Darlene needs salvation, healing for a stroke, needs to be able to maintain her diet. And we also have some other prayer requests here. We have Bill, who needs healing and recovery from surgery. Karen needs healing from lung cancer and chemo treatments. Linda, let's see, Christina wrote the following prayer request. Wants us to pray for Dennis from Germany, salvation, healing from a stabbing injury that he received, and also salvation for Judah. And Sam needs salvation. Camille, Christopher, Elias, Miranda also need a salvation. We need to pray for Yvonne and Rich. We need to pray for their marriage. Marlene needs salvation, healing of family relationships. And Christina needs some tremendous help in the workplace changes that's happening in the leadership of their company. And so we pray for all of these needs in Jesus' name. And you that need prayer today, we pray for you. We'll try to take care of some more of these prayer requests tomorrow here on BPN. And remember, if you will, that all of these BPN broadcasts are archived thanks to our producer, Michael Schonborn. You can go into bpnradio.com, go down to where you see the headphones, which say listen again, and you can click on that, and all of the broadcasts from way back in November are replayable. You can listen to them again, including the interviews. Fantastic, I would say. I would say fantastic. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Our time is gone for this Sunday. We'll be back tomorrow at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.